Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We are on Chaf Gimel, but maybe could I to go back a little bit to read through the end of Chaf Beis to get the flow. So if we go back to Bayi Rabbi Zeira, I'll just read through it to get to the flow. So Bayi Rabbi Zeira, said, "Home Harelai Olam in a Torah Open Eliyona." We're talking about a guy who says, "I'm going to bring a Korban Nedava, either a Torim or Bnei Yona." That's very true. The question we have was whether or not the question we met with the halacha about it starts to turn gold. It's like this in between stage. We don't know which one it is. Is it a Torah? Is it a Ben Yonah? So, Bayer Mizayr Omer Lahi realized Ben Torah or Ben Yonah, the Havi Tchilas Hatzilub. And he brought the Tchilas Hatzilub, Shebezeh, Shebezeh. Each king had, so he brought his four birds that are starting to turn into this gold, right? Mahu, what's the story? Do we say when the guy, when the bird turns this color, is that just a suffix? We don't know whether it's at either end, too old or too young, depending on the bird. Odilma very high, or at this stage, it's new independent status. Below nothing, and therefore, would be Yotze his code. So, Amarava Tashma, we have proof, Prat, Mkhlis, Hasil, Shabazel, Vish, Apostle, Iyamar, Vishma, very high, Shaper, Iyamar, Sveka, Havi, Itstra, Kronote, Sveka. We have a Pasuk that says, the Pasuk teaches us to exclude the ones that start turning gold. So if we say that it's a suffix, what do I need a Pasuk? Well, we have a suffix. Harish Baruch knows what it is. This tells us to bear everything else, and I need the Pasuk. Now, from the Gemara, we're going to start today. The Gemara says, wait a second, I'll be Doka, Rava's Raya. Rava's Raya was that it can't be a barrier. That Rava's Raya was that it has to be a barrier because we have a Pasuk that excludes it. So now the Gemara will say, who says that Pasuk is coming to exclude this case? The Pasuk is coming talking about something else. If the pasuk is talking about something else, then we have no proof that a pasuk is specifically excluding this beginning to go, the bird beginning to come to turn gold, and we have no raya that's a barrier of Nei Asma. Right? The key is to crawl miute. Maybe I need the pasuk to exclude the case of nirba, a bird that was nirba, not rovei. There's no capital rovei by a bird that was nirba, the ne'evar, or a bird that was worshipped. Right? So either the most. It's kind of the end of the ocean, so maybe the Baal did it, or he did something to the bird physically, but it becomes puzzle. So, how does that work? Why would we need that puzzle? Why would we need the puzzle? Why would we need the puzzle to tell me that a near but a nether by bird are excluded from being born from a carbon? We already know that from the animals. Why do we need a specific puzzle by the bird? So, Sakadai the Chamina, you would have had the hazard to say, Hoel Uksib, the puzzle says that God be moving by the carbon. It says, Ki mashpasam bahem mumbam, and then continues loyu yitzu bahem. Mashpasam, it's like that's something destructive. Mumbam, it has a mum. The Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, and they learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. Kol makom shnemar hashkasa. Any time the Torah uses the word hashkasa, what does that come to discuss? Inu el advar erba, but always lachavim. It's mentioning, it's talking about advar erba and avodah zarah. The word hashkasa, it's a key word. Right? It's a key word for avodah zarah and davar erba. How do I know that Dabar Erva is included in Hashkasa? Dabar Erva, the Pasuk says, by Doram Abel, he hishchis kol basar estakol aris. Right, he hishchis, they used the word hishchis, and Doram Abel had they were hishchis by the fact that they were doing Maise Erva. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, by Yitzhu lahem nashim kol asher b'char, they just took one for all they wanted. Right, so they would go, that's Dabar Erva. Avodas Chachavim, having that included in the word of Hashkasa, Diksiv, because Moshe says that when Moshe was warning Bnei Yisrael before he died not to go after Avodah Zarah, he says, Pen Tash Tisun Vasisim Chempesa. So you see, Hashkasa and Erba are included, Avodah Zarah and Erba are included in the word Hashkasa. So what would happen? So now we say, Kimashkasa Mumba. So the Gemara says, we'll make a hekesh between Mum and Hashkasa. So Kol Shemum Posel Bo. In any instance where the mumim, which only are pasul the karvan, that's by animals. Because we don't say mumim by birds. It's not completely true, but we do say mechusar aver is pasul by birds, and according to some, big mumim are pasul by birds, the difference of aim or not. But there's a less, the mumim are not as powerful by birds as they are by animals. So kol shemum posel, then dvar erba, vavot akavim posel, but only, since it's a comparison, the only time we have an issue of Dvar Erva and Avodah Zarah is by a case where Mum has complete authority over the Karvan. But Kol She'ein Mum Posel Bo, but by birds, where the Mum is not Posel Bo, Ein Dvar Erva is Chavim Bo Posel Bo. And Avodah Zarah and the Erva were not possible. And Vahani Opos, and that's by birds, Ho Bo Posel Bo Mumim. We don't have the full concept of Mumim by birds, the Amar Mar, because we learned this earlier, where we are, this is Masech Tzimura, the Kedushin, right, Amar Mar, Tamus, V'Zachros, V'Behema, Bein Tamus, V'Zachros, V'Ophos. When it comes to the Korban not having a mum, and if there's a distinction between male and female, that's only by animals. But there is no concept of mumim, and there's no distinction between male and females when it comes to birds. Right? Tamus v'zachos v'ehema, v'ein tamus v'zachos v'ofos. So ema, you had to have me to say that var erba v'avos v'fadim namilo lipso v'hu. Why? Because there's no mum. Amas malon. So therefore we need this pasuk. I think the pasuk we're talking about originally was min ha-torim v'lo kol ha-torim. Right? We had that pasuk to teach us the kamas malon that even by Minotaur and Minayona, that they're not all kosher. It comes to exclude the Nirva and the Neva from the carbon. So the maskana of the Gemara here is basically, we don't know. It doesn't say teku. I think maskana would be that it's a suffix, because we try to prove that it's definitely a very asmo from the pasuk. Because you know that pasuk doesn't teach us that, so we have no raya. Therefore, it's a suffix. Or do we say that we don't know either way? Still stuck in a faithless situation as to whether or not this bird in this middle area, this middle period, is considered its own distinct species, or it's just a suffix, and we don't know which one it is. Right, look at Rashi and Rasa Behemo. He mentions what I mentioned about the movement by the animals. It says, "Rebehema ksiv tamim zakar, aval ot lo ksiv bay, lo tamim lo zakar, hilkach lo possible mumim ketanim, small mumim, kegon dukin shivayim, ala mumim gedolim go mechusar eiver, mishim hakrivuhu na lepasecha." That if you're missing an eiver, that's even possible by a bird, not midin mumim, but just not you have to from a different pasuk teaching that these things are not good. So now the Gemara is going to ask, or Reb Zera specifically is going to ask similar questions on different other areas of the other areas in the Torah. Okay, so there's a Mishnah in Parah, right? The Mishnah in Parah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, that says any time the Torah mentions the word keveth, you have a keveth and ayo. Keveth and ayo are the same thing. It's like the Keveth is the ram that's a year old, and the ayo is 13 months old. So you have this 1 month period in between. You know, it's neither here nor there, or is it a new barrier? That's called a pilgas. That's what as far as the pilgas. Okay, so during that 30-year period, it's a pilgas. So what happens if someone brings this pilgas? So Vayi Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir asks, Hahomer Harei Alai Olas Behema Min Ayalam and a Keveth. I make a neder that I'm going to bring a olas behema, bring an ola, and I don't say I'm bringing from an aisle, I'm bringing from a keves. I say, if I bring an aisle, I'm going to say, I'm bringing a keves, I'm going to say. Now what happens? A behavi palgas. And he brings a palgas, in between status. So mahu is the yosef. You say, outside, you can say with the study mark. If you say a palgas is a very good asthma, then it's not an aisle, it's not a keves, it wasn't yosef. If the palgas is a suffix aisle, suffix keves, well, his neder was to bring either or. So the mantra was yosef. If it's an ayel, he bore an ayel. If it's a keves, he bore a keves. Either way, he was yosei as his neder. That's the basic question. So the Gemara says, let's figure it out. Aliyah with the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, lo tibay loch, there's no suffix, it's pashut that you're not yosei, the amar ber yahave. Rabbi Yochanan says clearly that it is a beria. It's its own distinct entity. And we have the same concept, this whole thing about whether it's a suffix or a new entity by Ben Ashmachos. Is it that it's night? Is it either night or the day? Or maybe it's its own entity of Benesh Maslos. So Salvechik always said Benesh Maslos is neither night nor day. It has its own status. And he answered a whole bunch of questions about that. But it has its own, same thing over here. What is it? What's the unclear middle? What is it? So leave it there, Rabbi Yochanan, Lotibar, Lachta, Amar Ber Yahaveh. It's a variant. It's not. Again, this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Hikrivo, right? The Mishnah says that it's sown a 13 month old is not kosher, not for an aisle, not for a keves. But if you were makavit, maybe a love nifsi aisle. You have to bring the nechasim, the nesachim for an aisle. The nesachim for an aisle is two esrim of a flower, and shlishis ahin liayim nesachim, right? And a third of a hin for yayim for nesachim.
Right, that's an ayin. But the ain ola lo mizicho. But if you were had a chiyuv to bring one or the other, you weren't ola. It was. It didn't count. Right, the amar of it didn't count. Amar of Yochanan. How do I know that if you bring the tilgas, you have to bring the sukkim of an ayil? He says because he learns it from a pasuk. The pasuk says ola ayil. Right, the pasuk says ola ayil chasim incho. And from the word o, it's larabos as a tilgas. It comes to include the pasuk. So again, the same halach is. Well, if it's had the Torah, it's giving me a pasuk. What's it giving me a pasuk for? It doesn't give me a pasuk on the suffix. Giving me a pasuk, it must mean that it's his own burial. Look at the last Rashi, the long Rashi explains it. Right? Amar of Yochanan. Minolo de mebi olav nisfei ayo shoshne yasronim ushlishes ahin yayin. How do I look to bring that type of nisachim? Iksiv a parsha nisachim shlach lachach anoshim ola ayel echod. He says, oh, the rabbis as a pilgas bin nisachos nisachim halal. The O comes to include the palgas. Umi de itzra kral the ribuye, and if I need a pasuk to include the palgas to bring these types of korbanos, shmami nach, the sub Rabbi Yochanan, must see that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Tanakama, the Amar ain't olo mizipcho. Why is it not olo mizipcho? Why does it not count? Right? Mishum de beria habe, because it's a beria. Uli ain't in the sukh, Rachman Rabbi. It's a beria, it's his own thing. So you can't be yotze, but there's a custom to tell you which type of nesukh you have to bring. The isveka habe, if it's a suffix, lo marbi akra. The pasuk was never mentioned. The same thing we had before. Why would the pasuk talk about a suffix? The cave of the Shema ayil, since it's maybe an ayil, the end of suffix, which one or the other, sheet of the bailai soon is chay ayil. It's partially you have to bring the greater amount, which we'll see that it's, which is some of this sheet later, right? Va'atnuyin, you make it tonight. The e ayil, if it's an ayil, have the day. All these nesachim should be going for the ayah. The ikevis have a yehet in nedava. Ikevis brings less nesachim, so the leftover would just be brought as a nedava, right? Charein is not in nesachim below carbon. You can bring the nesachim without a carbon because I mean menachos perik basra. I forgot that's not a misnabin logecha below veiz vehei. Right? We said it could only be misnabed. Right? Two. Right? You're going to bring out two. You're going to bring out like one, three, four, and six. Right? But we said that. Four, six, but you can't bring one, two, and five, right? You're going to bring shlosha, or arba, right, or six. So we do the difference between the nesachim of the ayah and the nesachim of the kevis is one of these odd numbers. So how can you bring that? That's not considered a double. So what you do is say the Gemara also, you combine it with something else. But what the Gemara is saying, what Yochanan is saying is, look, I learned out from a pasuk ola ayah that you can bring the nesachim for a palda. Well, if it's a very from the atma, I understand what the Torah has to tell me, you bring it. But if it's a suffix, if it's the whole thing's a suffix, what's the Torah come to tell me that you bring these to suffix? Of course I would bring a higher amount, because I got to cover my bases. That's so according to the Yochanan, that you can't be asking about it. So rather, kiti vayla, who's the suffix according? Aliva the Bar Pada. It goes according to Bar Pada, to Amar, who he holds, like we just said, he holds, maisi umasni. If a person brings a palgas, he has to make a tnai. He brings, right, he brings the nesachim of the ayil, and he makes a tnai. Right, Rashi says, "Maisi umaisne, disfirulei suffiku." He holds the suffix. And there's a minchah when you bring a palgas. There's an interesting minchah stinda. I forgot where he says that there are certain karbonos where the Torah doesn't mention which animal you're supposed to bring. Like Shamash Hagiga is one of them. So in those instances, he doesn't say which one you're supposed to bring, so you can bring a palgas. Big deal. Bring a palgas. It's a problem. But now what do you do with the suffix? You say over here, the suffix you have to bring the greater one, the ayin. So you don't know which one you're supposed to bring. So he says, the sfirulei suffiku, because it's a suffix. V'hacha kami bayilon, aliva the bar pada, v'may mistafik umay masni. What's the suffix of according to bar pada? Right? Right? Umay masni. But ola ayel darish l'drusha. Apparently he used the word ola ayel, which Rabbi Yochanan used for the palgas. He even has a different drusha. Right? V'kami bayilon hacha umay masni. What's the tnai? We'll read it in Rashi first. Me pshitali the bar pada, the lelav berlihu, is a pasuk of bar pada that this palgas is not a barrier to the actual, it's a suffix ayah, suffix kebes, right? As a suffix ayah, suffix kebesu. The ki maisni, and when he makes the tnai, he only makes the tnai if this is an ayah or this is a kebes. The ki maisni, ayah, the kebes is the maisni. O ayah, who, maybe it's an ayah, will have a kul di day, and all the nesachim should belong to it. The kebesu, he saw on stolas revius hayayin lahavi the day be enough for the double. Certain amount will be for it, and the rest will be for the double. Aval bavaria, but he doesn't have to make a tonight as his own barrier. Aval bavaria lo tzarek less than yevul emeimer ibaria havi the inner nesachim lahavi kulon double. He doesn't have to make a tonight. Maybe there's a barrier, and it shouldn't be for any at all, and therefore all the nesachim should be on the double. The god they ba'ein the el came in the vada like barrier who yotin de nidro Mimanam Shaka, Okem So Ayahu, Behu Nedar Eder Zirka. And therefore, it's a Suffolk, it can be Yotze, because it's either one. So the question is reading the Gemara now. Mi Arminan, the Ayah, the Keves Masne, the very low Masne, or then very Nami Masne, the Amar, the very Ahabi, the Habi Kulunadava. Take you. Here's the Gemara says, take you. The Suffolk we have now, according to Mar Padal, is the Palgis, its own barrier. If it's not its own barrier, right, if it's an either or, the only tonight he has to make when he brings this Palgis is that, is it an ayil, then all the Nesachim belong to it, or it's a keves, then I'll split it. Some will go for the carbon, some will go for the dava. Or does he make the tonight to include barrier? Why would he include barrier in tonight? Only if it's a barrier, only if it has its own distinct, its own classification. Then he has to add another nuance to the tonight. And the nuance of the tonight would be, well, if it's a barrier, and it's not kosher to go on the Mizbeach at all, then all the Nesachim have to be for the dava. So that's the stuff, according to Bar Kedah, what tonight does he make, and what tonight does he make impacts whether or not you hold that the Palgas is just a Suffolk Isle, Suffolk Kevis, or it's a barrier by itself. The Gemara leaves it with a Tekum. Fine. Now, the next case, the Zon Dibrik similar, comes now to the Karban Toda. So we learned a lot in Minachos that with the Karban Toda you have to bring the Mincha, which is called the Lachme Toda, right? Those are 40 loaves of bread. Just do a little review. 30 loaves of bread have to become matzos, 10 are revulcha, 10 are blul shemen, and 10 are rikike, which have meshuchim shemen, and you have to also have to bring 10 loaves of chametz. 4 breads from each min are given to the Kohen, and the rest are eaten by the violin. Now, when it comes to a dough, there are three stages, right? So originally, before it becomes chametz, there are three stages. Originally, it's matzah, right? There's matzah, and at the other extreme, there is chametz, and then there's something in between. Again, the amorphous middle. There's something of the undefined middle. There's something in between, right? So if you eat chametz on Pesach, it's chayav pares. But before it becomes chametz, we have to be called seor, right? So according to this stage of seor, there's a machlokas tanoim in Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. According to Rav Meir, he says the kol shehichsifu panav ka'adam shehamdu se'erosav, right? Hu nikra seor, right? I guess it starts to curl up. I'm not sure. It starts in a certain stage. That's called seor. And if it starts getting cracks, then it's considered chametz gamur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when it's this karni chagavim, the second stage of Meir is the first stage according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the first is according to Rabbi Meir, it's still matzah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. It only becomes chametz gamur when this arbu stuckim zebazeh, I guess when the cracks come near each other. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Vayi Rav Zeira, Ha'omer harei alai lachme toda min hachametz umin matzah. The Gemara is going to ask what the case is, but the guy says I am obligated now to bring the lachme toda either from the chametz or from seor. Now you have to figure out what the case is, because by korban you have to bring, by the lachme toda you have to bring both, but whatever the case is, the Gemara is going to explain soon, either the chametz or from the matzah. And what does he do? He brings the middle, he brings seor. Mahu, what's the din? Is he yotze his neder or not? So the Gemara now asks, Seor deman. Whose Seor are we talking about? E Seor, the Rabbi Meir. If we're talking about the Seor of Rabbi Meir, which is Sifu Panav, and then the suffix is the Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Seor of Rabbi Meir, that's Matzah Ma'alisahi. That's pure Matzah, point of Rabbi Yehuda. That can't be the suffix. The E, the Rabbi Yehuda, if we're talking about the Seor of Rabbi Yehuda, which is called Tekarge Tagavim, well then, and the suffix is Rabbi Meir, well that's Chamisu. That's pure Chamisu. That's already too far along. So the Rav Meir. Now what about the Seor of Meir? Whatever Rav Meir says it's Seor, that's Seor, right? So maybe that's the stuff. No, that can't be the stuff. I mean, the Lach Yalei Chametzu. Rav Meir says if it's Seor, you're clearly not. You don't get Karis. Nor do you come to get Karis. But you're getting Malchus for eating that on Pesach. If you're getting Malchus for eating on the Pesach, Rashi says it's clearly not. Clearly Chametz. Why else would you get punished? Tosa says maybe it's not chametz, right? Tosa's point says the im tomar shani le'inyan pesach the rabbi krob terik elovim v'nitziv kol. Maybe it's just you're clearly not getting karis, so it's not
that's coming. Maybe it's something else, and maybe only by Pesach it's something else. But by the Kavonos, it would satisfy the obligations. The Tosfos says, well, bottom line is, it's not Masa. Right? It may not consider Chametz or Korban Toda, but it's clearly not Masa. If it wasn't Masa, you wouldn't be getting Malchus. Right? Okay. So, but the Seor, of course, is Chametz. So, the Idrat, so who's the suffix? Like, Ella, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. It's talking about Seor, Rabbi Yehuda. The Seor, Rabbi Yehuda, which is Kikarne Chagavim, that's the suffix. Does, on the one hand, the Gemara and Brisa says that he has to destroy this Seor, so that has a Tzad Chametz. On the other side, there's no Machlus on Pesach to eat it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the case. Seor, Rabbi Yehuda, and you bring it, if you try to discharge your obligation for bringing Lachlan Korban Toda, what have you been noticing? My, what's the halacha? Again, same thing, say it outside. Is it a suffix? It's either or, you still know which one, then you go see Nedim. As I said, I'm going to bring one or the other. So I brought one or the other, I just don't know which one or the other I brought. But if it's a very Neatzma, I wasn't Yotzi at all. As the Gemara says, Sveke have even nothing, we manusha, Old Dilma, there you who below nothing, and you are in Yotzi. So the Gemara says, wait a second. How is it possible? Right, now we're going to ask about the suffix that we had. How is it possible to have this case? The Ha'amar Rav Huna, Din Rav Huna says, Ha'omer Harei Lachmei Toda. If I make a net there to bring Lachmei Toda, maybe Toda, I have to bring the Korban Toda, and I have to bring the Lachma, the 40 loaves of bread. The Kevan Yechayiv Lod, the Toda of the Lachma, since I was Chat Mechuyim to bring the Toda and the Lechem, how is it possible that I'm Yotzing the suffix? How lo yada hai gabe, Yechomet Shu Delai Se Matza, Yimatza Delai Se Chomet. If I don't know which one it is, I don't know which one I was Yotzing. So let's say it's the suffix. I have to bring 30 and 10. But which one was I Yotzing here? Maybe I was Yotzing the 10, that should be 30 Matza, or the Yotzing one of the 30. I'm still stuck. I still have to bring the full repertoire of Galos here now. It doesn't do anything to me. So what's the suffix here? So there's no Lotria for the case is to Amar, Hare Alai, Esra Galos, Liftor Todosha Shoploni. You have an obligation to bring a Korban Toda, and I make a nether that I'm going to bring 10 of your chalos. So is I Yotzi, are you Yotzi now that I bring 10 of these Seor? The Gemara says, still, so, Hai Vo Yoda Hai Gabri, is coming to the Lysi Matzi, Matzi, the Lysi Comets. You have the obligation, I'm doing you a favor, but what favor did I do for you? I brought you these 10, I don't know what they are, I brought you these 10, even if it's a something, I brought you these 10, so now will you go to the Chametz portion of your carbon? Will you go to the Masa portion of your carbon? Don't do me any favors, don't do anything, I still have to bring the 40. So Gemara says, no, Lotri, for the case is, the low Amra Liftor, right, I didn't say Liftor, what does that mean? I said that I'm bringing the Neder to bring 10 of your Lachmei Toda. Nothing to do with you. I'm making a Neder. And I now bring these seors. Was I yotze my neder? Agreed. You still have to bring your 40. But was I yotze my neder? It's completely taking off out of the realm of the mockery, just into the world of the noder. So lo tzrichad lo amar liftor meipikabro yidei nidro v'nafik ola nafik. Do these count? So I said I'm gonna bring 10 of your loaves. So seor is a suffix chametz. Suffix matzah, I was yotzei my neder. I brought 10 of your loaves. We can't figure out which one it is. Fine, so you have to suffix, you have to bring more bread. But I was yotzei my neder. Or these days, the seors are very natural, and I can only bring 10 of yours. I can only bring 10 of yours. I didn't bring anything. I didn't bring anything you could possibly yotzei with. Where it says, take them. Okay. They just mentioned before that on the case of the. But the case of the Kevitz and Ayel, that we said, oh, it's a suffix, and therefore you just bring the rest of the Minchas Nesafim. So Tosfos asks, that's wonderful by the Nesafim. Look at the top Tosfos. The picture revolved. This one, a Nesafim, Yachal Lahavi, Seor Nisve Ayel, Hisno, Seimu Kevitz, Yamosa, Nadava. The extra can be for Nadava. But what about the Mincha? What about the actual flour? Well, if the Belila is different. How much oil you put in the flour is different from the aisle and for the kevis. So how can I say, well, I'll just bring the extra as the double? The Tosfos has to go through and explain, you know, the Gemara Menachos had a lot of those questions. You have to go through the details to figure out how you can possibly do it, maybe combine with something else.
But the Marban Ox always had those details. Well, how can you do this? The Kmitza is different. The Math of Shaman is different. That's the Tosis over here. Okay, so we finished the sugya regarding the undefined middle cases. Now just do the next Mishnah. So the previous Mishnayos brought us certain dinim that were kosher in one instance, but pasul on other in a different instance. So because we brought that, we're going to bring other cases, not necessarily when it comes to kulin, but other cases. All right. Two things we have. We all know what they are. We have the Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is to come to be Matar or somebody. So the Parah Aduma, but it's the Parah Aduma. And you also have the concept of the Egla Rufa, which is when you find somebody in between the cities, what you do, you have to bring the Egla Rufa. So the Mishnah says, Kosher B'Para, the way you kill the Parah, which is Shrita, right? Pasul B'Egla. That's Pasul B'Egla. Because the Egla Rufa, oh, you have to break the neck. You don't do shlita. And so, kosher b'para, pasul b'egla, and kosher b'egla, whatever's kosher b'egla, that's pasul b'para. If you do a refa on the parah duma, you break its neck. Well, that's shreifa. Right? Actually, because it's an avela. It's going to be an avela. Broke its neck. Not the eden or anything like that, but I guess it would be matama like an avela. So, Tana Rabbanan. Raisa basically says what the Mishnah said. Para, when it comes to parah duma, the doctor of shlita kashera, only if you shef it's kosher. Ba'arifa psula, but if you orif it, you're pasul. Egla, but the egla arufa is ba'arifa ksheira, that's if you break the neck, but b'shlita psula, if you shecht it, then it is pasul. Nib says, turns out, while they explain, kosher b'para, whatever's kosher b'para is pasul b'egla, would be pasul b'egla arufa, and kosher b'egla is pasul b'para. Okay, now the Gemara asks one of the strange Kavah Chomers. The hey, para ksheira b'arifa, the para aduma should... You know what the Kavah Chomer is like to me? I heard a guy say a joke like this. Guy walks in and sits down to eat soup. And the guy gives him a fork. He says, what do you give me a fork to eat the soup for? He goes, oh, Kavah Chomer. Kavah Chomer, if you have a spoon, you can't eat the soup. And a spoon can also eat your rice. So Kavah Chomer, you can eat it with a fork. Right. What do you mean? It's two different cases. Right. What are you trying to bring apples and oranges? What do you bring a fork to the soup for? It's the same idea. It doesn't make sense to me. No, there's two distinct cases. They're two separate halachas. Yeah. So here's the Kavah Chomer trying to bring. Hey, Parah Ksheira B'Arifa. The Parah Aduma should be posted by Arifa. Why? Mi Kavah Chomer. Uma Egla Shlo Hukshar Shchita. By an Egla Rufa, which is not a Jew Shchita, but Hukshar B'Arifa, then it's kosher to do Arifa. So then Kavah Chomer, Parah Shlo Hukshar B'Shchita, which does have Shchita, ain't no Dinja Hukshar B'Arifa. It should be posted to Hukshar B'Arifa. Yeah, what do you mean? A fork is for meat, a spoon is for a soup. That's not a Kavah Chomer one for the other. It's apples and oranges. So he says, Amakra, now we're going to have a pasuk, Amakra, v'shachat. It says v'shachat specifically by the Parah Aduma. It says v'shachat, and then it says chukah. It says v'shachat also for fun. It also says zos chukah satorah. So the chukah, tam tatami, that's la'ake. Shrita in, arifolo. All right, therefore it's clear. But we don't do it the other way around. I don't know why we don't do it the other way around. Right? Usually we do it the other way around. I do it at the end. I do it right before the Mishnah. I stop here. This is where I stop preparing. Well, all right, so we'll stop here. Have a good day. Have an easy and full fast.